What's that from?
No idea.
That is...
I mean, Mario has Let's Go.
But... No, I think
here we go.
Here
isn't
we
that...
Go.
Mario?
Here
is that,
we go!
That's Mario Kart when you use the mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
When you're Toad.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Hear it. Oh, yeah. And you get like the intro.
Yeah, the gold.
Hear it. Yep.
Yeah.
Boss Barrel Radio, everybody. Boss Barrel Radio. We're recording.
Hey.
We are recording. This is an episode. What, 14 for the week of October 25?
Yes.
Final Fantasy 5? Yeah, so new episode talking about Mario Kart. Go.
Oh,
here we go.
Mario Kart, yeah. Here we go.
Wahoo.
Mario Kart's a good game.
Yeah. Mario Kart.
I like Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I like throwing shells at dudes and stuff.
All right, well, hey, John. Hey, Ryan. Hey, Griff. All right, cool.
You just explained my entire teen years.
Just throwing shells, bro. Oh, throwing back some shells, if you know what I mean.
Yep. Oh, man.
All right, well, let's we've been playing some games, so
yes.
Why not just get into
Video
it since
games.
Everybody's itching to do it. Let's do it. Just talk about games.
Do it.
Talk about games. Ryan, go first.
Oh.
All right. Oh. Play a few games.
Throwing you off, John. Oh.
Playing some games. Let's start off with a little game called Super Meat Boy.
Nice.
All right, fine. Do that. Yeah, do
yeah.
that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun little game. Very quirky and funny. You play as a block of meat. Very reminiscent to Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Meat wad, almost.
Only cubed. Not,
yes, cubed.
Not block, a, not ball.
Not ball.
Yes.
He's a spam, not a meatball.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to save your girlfriend, Bandage Girl. Is that
yeah.
what her name is?
Bandage Girl. You have to save her from...
Tuxedo Man?
No, it's
something.
It's either Mr. or Dr.
Dr.
Fetus.
Yes.
I don't know
Tuxedo.
If he. I don't know if he has a PhD in anything.
Professor Fetus.
Professor Fetus. That's a. I like that one best.
Fetus Esquire.
And Sir Fetus.
Sir Fetus a lot.
Oh man.
I like Meat Boy, and I cannot lie.
fun game. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that game.
John, you played it as well?
Yeah, I played it. That game is a lot of, like you were saying earlier, like, Mega Man-esque stuff where you can, like, grab onto walls and slide your squishy body down the walls, and Meat Boy can run really fast and...
Run really slow, too.
Who
would want that?
And he can jump really far and jump really high. He's got kind of, like, this floaty kind of jump to him, but it's there for a reason. The best parts of it are the fact that when he runs, like, little, like...
It's a good floaty, though. It's like
yeah, it's a good floaty. It's a good floaty. It's not like, whoa, I'm going out of control. Right. It's like, this is just a slight flow to it that has a little finessing.
It's not even really a float. It's more of a fly.
There's some skid.
Like, it's
yeah.
float, but you control it, right?
Yeah, there's some skid to it. But, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Meat trail.
You can, yeah, the meat trail is awesome. Every surface you touch becomes covered in meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've... found it really entertaining to just sit in place and like just turn back and forth and just flail my meat everywhere. Yep. Exactly.
I do that
how
every
it
night.
Sounds.
Just, that's it. Just
exactly.
Nothing needs to be said
how
there. Walk away from that one.
No, it's good. Like it's that game is unforgiving though. Like
yes.
their stuff is built in
well,
a specific way and it's just
really
the
like
only
old...
forgiving aspect of it is that the levels aren't long and you just get to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just
like
infinite restarts.
Like level one is jump over this thing and you won the level.
Right.
Like level two
the
is
best.
Like jump over this thing and then jump on this thing, you won the level. And it's like it just compounds a little bit by adding new and new things like every
right.
time, every
so it
level.
Tricks you in like into the basics in the first level or the first like section, and then as it goes on it gets more like motherfucker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and it gets extremely difficult.
Like, it becomes like an online Flash game that's built to make you hate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, infinitely better because it's well designed.
And the thing I got a lot of amusement out of was there's a one really tough level I played and played it and played it and played it and played it. And then I finally beat it. And at the end of the level, you get to see all your trial, your fails, and, like, you see Meat Boy in every track you did. Like,
yeah.
Where he died. So there was like literally about 30 Meat Boys flying on the screen and dying in all separate areas of what I had just done.
Yeah, because it records everything you do as you're playing that level. And then at the end of it, when you finally beat it, it just throws all of those recordings on top of each other. So you see them happening at the same time. And it's just like, sometimes when you fuck up on a level a lot, it's just like, holy shit, that's kind
of
fun.
But you get a lot of meat.
Yeah. There are times I die in that game because I'm dumb. Like, I will be standing at the beginning of the stage and just completely fall off the ledge and just kill myself. And I'm like, it's because I don't know how to use my thumb, apparently.
Did you guys get any of the optional characters?
Not yet. I've done one of the warp zones, which is kind of cool, but I haven't found Mr. Video yet.
Commander Video.
Sorry.
Commander Video.
Do not know everybody's, like...
Have you played it?
Prefixes. No. No, I haven't.
But you know more about it than both of us.
I know some things about it.
No, there's a ton of unlockable people, like Commander Video.
It's all like characters from indie games. Like, there's the dude from Braid, Tim from Braid. Yeah, Castle Crashers dude. Bunch I don't understand what they come from. Remember, there's the kid from I Want to Be the Guy, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with that game or if you're familiar with that game. I Want to Be the Guy. I want to be the guy is like it was like this online only game, you know, and it was sort of like a mod using a bunch of Super Nintendo sprites, and it's basically like, you ever watch those videos of like Mario World 1-1 the way you never, like the most asshole Mario level ever, and the first time you jump up to get that first block, right, like the block explodes and kills Mario. So it's like I Want to Be the Guy is about doing, like, taking everything you know about a platformer game and then turning it on its head and screwing over. So, like, the first level of the game is, like, this orchard, and you're this little sprite, and they have apples and trees, and, like, you walk to the first apple, and the apple falls, and you're like, oh, yeah, of course. You walk to the next apple, and it doesn't fall, and you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden, the apple, like, you know, shoots up out of the screen and comes up from the bottom of the screen and kills you. And you're like, what? And just imagine that, like, getting more and more and more bizarre as you go on. You end up fighting, like, sprites of old SNES. Like, you fight, like, a perpetually hurricane-kicking Ryu, or you fight, like, a giant mechanical Birdo, or you fight, M. Bison that's like, or not M. Bison, you fight like Mike Tyson that's like, you know, 3,000 feet tall.
Good stuff.
So he's pretty dangerous at only 6 feet.
Definitely. So yeah, gigantic face tats. Sorry, that was kind of a tangent.
I enjoyed it. No, it's good. I think Meat Boy is a simple enough game that it's like, we've talked about everything.
Really. Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
I mean, there's warp zones that add a more 8-bit aesthetic to it than it already has.
Right.
Boss fights are interesting and cool, because eventually you do fight bosses, and they're usually just played out levels that are longer or have some kind of other odd mechanic.
Tweak to them. The other thing is, every level has a dark side level, right? Like a hell side. So like whenever you
there's
complete
dark worlds,
a level, you play like sort of like an inverse, eviler version of the level.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
As if the level wasn't hard enough.
Yeah.
It's like,
and there's a bunch of like hidden goodies like that, like warp zones and glitches, and like they're all intentional, but they're all like references back to old 8-bit stuff.
I would to see the creators of this game who are just ridiculously good at it, because it's difficult.
Dude, there's a lot of finesse in that game. There's a lot of like playing those levels over and over and over again. And it's like, the thing of it that's nice is, like you said, those levels are so short that, you know, you don't feel like it's, well, I just wasted 2 hours of my life and then I died on this level. No, it's like, I wasted five seconds. This is like a minute.
What was that game that came out like 2 years ago? Motocross Trials HD.
Trials HD.
It reminds me a lot of Trials HD, if you're familiar with those, where it's like this incredibly frustrating, like, dirt biking game where the controls are so tight but so unforgiving that you need to be exact, and like you progress and it's just like inch by inch, sort of like you're just inching away through every level of Meat Boy. Like, you know, it's a short level, but you're getting to the next quote unquote checkpoint. Like in Trials would be a checkpoint, but Meat Boy is a level,
and it's not really inch by inch because you have to move quick because there's things flying at you too and coming at you, so there's no time to like get your bearings
right. It's always on in Meat Boy. You're always moving.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
there's no stopping Meat Boy.
Yeah, because he's so flighty. There's very little like to like.
And all the characters sit, have like different little attributes to them.
Commander Video can glide, and I want to think what's his name from Braid.
Tim
from Braid. Does he have like a time thing?
I have no idea.
Isn't there like 500 plus levels too?
Yeah, something like that. There's like 20 levels in a world, and there's like 5 worlds or something like that. So.
And then there's going to be the dark sides and the warp zones and all the other little quirky things in there.
Yeah, so crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. What else you got, Ryan?
Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. Yes. Don't get it.
Don't get Fallout New Vegas.
Yes.
Fair enough. I mean,
unless you want to have a great time playing it to have your hopes and dreams smashed by a little glitch that they should have fixed, because it seems to be happening to everybody. It's like they didn't even play their game.
Yeah.
They just put it together and just said, oh, there you go.
Come on, Obsidian. What are you thinking? Putting out a substandard product. Come on.
Well, dude, it's like a substandard product that was already built for them. They just had to like add some of their own stuff into it.
I mean, it's like it would have been miraculous if Fallout New Vegas came out without any bugs in it.
Right.
Because the Fallout engine is already
it's buggy enough as it is, infested, dude. But at the same time, I never had my game like I take that back. I've had my game crash.
Everybody's before. Had,
but I've had my game on Fallout crash before, but I've never had it like load back up and tell me I can't start my game.
That's what happened to me. I had that on PS3.
Oh yeah,
I had the joys of going through the PS3 version of Fallout 3, where every time a friend would sign in to the PlayStation Network, your game would pause for 5 seconds.
Yeah, I had that too because I played it originally.
That was really good.
God, that was fun.
Then I also ran into a hard. Like file deletion, like where it was like you can't progress, like the files all became corrupted, so I had to throw out all those files. However, I still got every trophy in the main game.
Which is awesome too, because you've been playing that game since it had come out, you know, pre-trophy.
Yep. Yeah, I replayed it for all the trophies,
which was
multiple times.
Another miraculous thing where it's like, we know you did all this stuff, but here's the trophies that you didn't get before.
Yep.
You got to do it again.
Yep.
I mean, we know you did it because it's in the save file.
I mean, there are some things that would give you trophies where it's like, you killed some things. Like anything that in game will record itself, like in your data file.
500 kills.
Right. It'll give you like stuff for that or like,
oh, okay.
But like completed quests. No.
So bizarre. You would think that stuff would be saved.
Like if you have stat wise stuff where it's like you picked 30 locks.
But I mean,
you'd
think that would be a progression thing.
No,
because
no, John.
You would think.
One would also think that fucking Assassin's Creed would just give me those two goddamn things.
Yeah, well.
Two trophies. At the end of the game, the last two trophies of the game, I beat the game.
You just gotta beat it
again. I have the trophy for beating the game, but I don't have the two trophies that I get before beating the game. That's not possible.
That's just like Medal of Honor for me.
Call Ubisoft.
Not possible.
Call Ubisoft. We'll straighten that out. You're the only person I know that has problems with trophies.
Because I'm the only person that fucking plays PlayStation.
I can't get an achievement memo that will not go up for me. I've seen it happen online like 10 times, but it won't go for me.
Dude, also,
Fallout New Vegas is problematic at, I don't know, it's problematic. Like, it has issues. Like, I've fast traveled to locations and had bodies drop from the sky already. I'm 12 hours in.
I had a great experience. I went in with the Deputy Beagle.
Yeah, Deputy Beagle.
Okay, so.
The old DB.
So you're supposed to kill all those mercenaries in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you bring Beagle in with you?
No, he was trapped in there, right? You know?
I went to rescue him. Yeah.
And I shot a mercenary and
then
he attacked
me. Did you shoot the deputy?
No.
Oh. How about the sheriff?
I shot the mercenaries one by one and they didn't attack me.
Really?
No one attacked me. There was a guy just sitting at a table reading a book, and I shot him. And everyone's like...
So that glitch worked out in your favor.
Yes, that one did.
I am not opposed to glitches that favor me. I don't like the ones that keep me from playing, though.
Deputy Beagle was just sitting there like, you know, will you free me? And I'm like, okay, I kill them all one by one, no problems at all. And he's like, wow, that was awesome.
Were you stealthed or something?
Nope.
Because okay. I did the same thing you did, except I was hidden and used the stealth boy and just murdered them all in the face.
Maybe that was the night they all decided to get high on Jet or something.
Yeah.
Wait, are the drugs still in this game?
They're all still in the grid. But okay, so Medics. So backtracking here. I'm just gonna take a little rewind for a second here.
Step back.
Talk a little about what is Fallout New Vegas, right? And everybody here has played Fallout 3.
I've played Fallout
3. Okay, and you played Fallout 3, right, Ryan?
Yes, that is correct.
Sir. So Fallout New Vegas, everybody's saying, I shouldn't say everybody, but the common trend of thought is that, this is just going to be more Fallout 3. And yes, it is. Like, visually, it is the same engine, same everything. Like, houses are still shaped the freaking same. Like, it's the same Fallout
The same thing. Way you get your quests.
Yeah. But that game, the more I play, the more differences I'm starting to see from Fallout 3 in that. This game is a lot harder than Fallout 3.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It is.
I disagree.
Really?
I think that it has a lot less opportunities to sort of game the system and mainline everything.
I also want to say this to Ryan's comment. Me and Griffin played this game more than once, whereas you've only played it the one time.
That's true.
Fallout 3 gets a lot easier the more seasoned of a Fallout 3 player you become.
True. Yeah, you can speedrun Fallout 3 in 2 hours tops.
You can game that thing up. You can wreck that game.
I was playing Fallout New Vegas on hardcore mode too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I understand that turning it to hardcore that doesn't increase the difficulty. It just more stuff that you have to manage in a realistic aspect.
More things are gonna waste more of my time.
But exactly
in hardcore mode, they should be hardcore plus where you walk even slower.
Right, exactly. And they should remove.
You're always over.
They should also remove fast travel and all that stuff. Yep. Just if I want hardcore mode, I will just drop myself in the middle of a desert. And just
I didn't realize it wasn't any more difficult than.
It's just
no. It doesn't change any of the difficulties.
Tea or
water, sleeping, food.
Is
bathroom.
Is it on hard mode or is it normal mode? Do you know?
No, it's it's
like Diablo, right? You pick your difficulty and then you pick whether it's hardcore or not.
Yeah, it's just like that. You pick your difficulty and then it's well, do you want to be really video gamey or do you want to be more realistic where you have to drink and eat and sleep and poop?
Yeah, you haven't been getting enough fiber. Yeah. You're constipated.
You've died of dysentery.
No, it's
that's why you die.
You have minor food deprivation.
Oh, it'll be minus one minus one strength constipation.
Yep.
You have minor dehydration.
Yeah.
You have minor dehydration.
It's bad enough in that game. You got to worry about radiation, let alone just drinking and eating.
Wanted that achievement really bad.
What? Which finish one? The game on?
Finish the game for 100 points.
Couldn't you just switch to hardcore and then?
No, it says at the beginning you have to do it from the. If you pick it now and don't change it until the end,
that's bullshit.
So anyway, rewinding here about Fallout New Vegas.
Well, now you're going to have to do that over again.
I'm not going to
do it. Great. Have fun with that. Yeah. Anyway, Fallout New Vegas, I find to be very different from Fallout 3 in that there's some bullet points. First of all, the first thing you don't get the storage space straight out of the game. So in Fallout 3, you walk out of the vault and you go to the first town that's right in front of you and you do a thing or you do a different thing and then you get a room where you get to store all your crap.
Right.
Right. So in this game, 12 hours in, had I not looked up where I can store my stuff, I would have just, I don't even know how long it would have taken me until I would have gotten to Novak, the town where you can get a place to put your stuff
there.
Yeah.
You get a house.
You can rent a room there.
If you switch to hardcore, do you have to pay rent?
You pay 100 caps to get a room there.
But do you pay rent monthly?
Yeah. Yep. You do.
Donkulous.
Also, there's depreciation in cap value in hardcore mode, so you have to.
Do chips qualify as anything, or do people still play with caps?
Eight different.
Yeah, there's a million different kinds of currency. Yeah, you've got currency with every faction, and I ran into a character in the game that was.
Your money's no good here, sir.
No, the character was that's weird. That there's a lot of currencies now. It sure is annoying, and in different areas they'll have different values. That sucks. You're yep. Thanks for pointing that out, game.
Asshole.
Yeah.
You seem like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's the first thing is you don't have that, luxury of just making a ton of money by being able to
take advantage of the
pack
system.
Mule stuff back to your house and forth and, have the things a bed where you can always rest up and... Mm-hmm. And you have all the stuff in that one location, build things. The other thing that I noticed is the story itself is a lot more dispersed. So in Fallout 3, you have the main goal of follow your father. Follow your father, track your father down. And the first handfuls of missions you do in the game are all like, well, I need more details on my father. And pretty much whenever you finish a mission, someone's like, okay, this is the location you go to find your father. And you're like, okay. In this game, you know, you're running a similar track where it's like, you're trying to find the dude that tried to kill you. And it just seems more open-ended. You know, it's not like you go to a town and somebody's like, oh, hey, you know, they're like, go to this person and talk to them about finding the guy that, you know, tried to kill you. And you are, but in Fallout 3, when you get sidetracked, or if you went like to the direct route you're supposed to go in Fallout 3, it would be the next bullet point in the story. Mm. In this game, when you go to the next location you're supposed to go to, it might not always be the next bullet point. It seems like, you know, someone will say, hey, you should go do this thing in this town because it's really important you do that. And that thing you're doing there, those quests you're engaging in those towns, are not necessarily furthering the main quest. So you can't quite mainline it like you could in Fallout 3.
I mean, that's a shitty deal for people that are going to play that game to see that main story and drive that main quest. But, I mean, I realized a few days ago, I've never seen the end of Fallout 3.
What?
I did not finish that game. What? I've played that game for over 80 hours. Never seen. I figured out who the president was, and after that, I was like, done. I don't care about the story anymore.
Huh.
Don't care.
Played 80 hours.
80
didn't
hours.
Didn't want to care. Didn't even care to see.
Huh.
Nope. I was off doing my own thing.
But then at the same time, in this game, I feel like there's a lot more depth to it. Where in Fallout 3, you know, you're like, it's just sort of like, follow Dad. You know, do this, do this, do this. Not really many options. In this game, it's like the intrigue is building and building and building and building. Like every time you find more information about something, it's like, oh, you took this mysterious package and you were intercepted. And, you know, there's another party involved in this whole situation. You don't know what, like, this whole grand conspiracy is leading to. And, you know, every step you take, so far it hasn't been answers. It's just been more questions where it's like, oh, man, it's building and building. And I haven't reached that next portion of like, okay, now I kind of understand what's going on. Now we're going to go do some dirty stuff. And like, it's not.
So we get some revenge.
Is this aggravating you, or is this
It's only aggravating me in that I don't have the time to be putting into this, but right. I like it where it's like, you know, I want to be able to just play it for 10 hours straight and not think about anything and just go.
Just turn off the cell phone, man.
Just turn everything, turn the world off and play Fallout New Vegas. Just
move your TV in your bedroom.
Yeah, just go defuse a bunch of bottle or mines and shoot scorpions and get lost in the desert and, you know, just get wrapped into everything that is that game. So other things to talk about in terms of differences is crafting in this game.
Yeah, how is that? I want to hear about this.
I don't even understand it yet.
I want to hear about this.
Crafting, basically, crafting ties into this
like
other...
Warcraft?
Yes, World of Warcrafting in this game is...
You make gnomes.
And
bullets.
You make bullets. That's mainly what you do is... So in this game, you have ammo types. So like you have a 9mm handgun and you'll have like a hollow point shell, or you'll have like a...
How do you equip these things? You have to like...
It's on a D-pad.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it's a streamlined interface.
Yeah. It'll cycle through, and there's pretty much two. You've got two. It's like you'll do damage.
Regular bullets.
You'll do extra damage. You've got three. You've got regular bullets, you've got extra damage, and then you've got armor penetration.
Which doesn't do damage, just hurts shields.
Right, so armor. If you were trying to tear apart somebody's armor to get into the fleshy bits, then you would want to start with those and then switch over to the hollow points to, you know, take them down. Huh. So the crafting ties mostly into that, where it's like, okay, I'm going to take apart these 9mm shells that I have, and I'm going to put them back together so they're now armor-piercing bullets, or, you know. There's other things, like, it's not like Fallout 3 where you make a bunch of different items.
Uh-huh.
It's more of like you're making supplementary items for things you already have.
I see.
Also, there's like food crafting. Like if you find like a raw steak, you can like craft it with your survival skills and You can cook it and
put it on a spit.
You know, at first I was like, that's dumb. I'd never use that. I don't care. And then I looked more into it and augment all the drugs in the game.
What?
So you can, you my can favorite is
basically become. Botanist.
You just start. Yeah, botanist. You can, it's more like chemistry, like you like meth fiend, or the best one is the mentats. If you upgrade, if you try and craft those, you make like party time mentats.
What?
By taking mentats, super concentrated, some kind of like, you know, like flour that would normally kill you, and then whiskey, and you combine those things together and you make this like super mentat, because mentat's the only thing I really use in this game.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy mentat. Yep. Party time mentat. That's basically what they're alluding to.
It makes you love everything, but just basically know everything. Yeah,
stat-wise, it like doubles everything that it would normally do. So that's what it comes down to, is like you can augment them with things you'll find in the wasteland. So like in Fallout 3, you'd find like surgical tubing, medical brace.
Yeah,
like,
it's just random.
I will use this to make one weapon once, and that's it.
Yeah.
In this game,
the rest of it gets shot out of the rocket launcher.
Yeah, in this game, you take all those normally useless things and you can use them to craft things. And the other thing is, there's not near a prevalence to how much stuff there was in Fallout 3.
Yeah, I hear there's more weapons, though.
There are more weapons, yeah. But there's not, like, you're not always going to be finding tons of ammo, tons of, it's scaled down a little bit, so you're not always finding...
Varmint rifle.
You find a fuck ton of varmint rifles. varmint rifle is like the hunting rifle of New Vegas, but...
What's the legendary version of varmint rifle?
No, I haven't found any legendary things yet. No, yeah.
It's actually called the Hunter's Rifle.
I found the Hunter's Rifle.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's a weapon from Fallout 3.
But it does 10 times more damage than the Varmint Rifle.
Yeah.
But is that the legendary one?
No idea.
Legendary Hunting Rifle in Fallout 3 was like...
Old Painless.
Old Painless, yeah. I got that guy.
Anyway, in this, though, you're finding less items, less bullets... you just find less stuff in general. But what also comes along with that I notice is you're running into a lot less random enemies. So when you're running through the wasteland, you're not always being bombarded by like creatures and wanderers. Like they'll still be there, but instead of having to fight like a gauntlet of six or seven, it's like two or three or one.
Those geckos.
Geckos. Yeah.
Geckos, like from Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yep, those friggin' pooping tanks. The other thing is they seem to have... What goes along with the less of the enemy types is now the enemy types are less benign. So when you find a rad scorpion for the first time, you're like, oh yeah, I remember you. And then it fucks your shit up instantly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, a rad scorpion's...
giant scorpion?
Yeah. But are they still, like... Because every time I think of... like
armor-piercing bullets at that point in the game.
Yeah, so. Okay, well, like... The first time you encounter them in Fallout 3, they're like the size of a dog, like a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
But like later in the game, it's like albino rad scorpions, the size of a school bus. It's like, right. Jesus Christ.
But by the time you get to that gigantic albino rad scorpion, you're overpowered enough that you're like, yeah, you're huge, but I'm going to F you up anyway. In this game, you run into those big things and you're like, uh-uh, nope.
Nope. Yeah. It's like a death claw in Fallout 3 at that point.
Basically. And you can run into death claws very earlier in the game.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, I did. That's fun. I got my shit worked.
Dude, yeah. I've never legitimately killed a death claw. I always kill them in a very... What? I always kill them in a very, like, I'm going to kill you from, like, football fields away.
Fallout 3, I'm going to poison their water. Found them.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always fuck those guys up.
Fallout 3 was all about getting the androids plasma gun, and then you're done.
The Chinese assault rifle did some work.
Chinese assault rifle's good.
We're talking about New Vegas here.
Yeah, Fallout New Vegas has a lot of guns, and just an aesthetic thing that I love about this game, reloading guns.
Yeah.
Fucking accurate.
Yeah.
Really? You got to put 5 rounds into a revolver. You put 5 rounds into that revolver. It's not dump the chamber and go, or like...
Is that dump, load, clip?
Right. Or like it just reduces the animation time. Like if you have less bullets to put in, like you have to put in 5 bullets to this gun. If you're out of 7 clip, bullets, you clip, have to put 7 clip. Bullets in. Yeah. If you reload at 2 bullets, you have to put 2 bullets in.
Huh. Some of the things,
like you'll do a full magazine dump or something like that. But
you just drop a magazine and pop another magazine.
It's like any new gun that Obsidian put into the game has that fidelity of like,
that's good.
We're going to make it accurate. Mm-hmm. I
when you're shooting laser weapons, do you burn your hand on the fusion cell and you're like, ah shit, and you get to grab a new one and blow on your thumbs?
I haven't found any new fusion weapons.
I found some old ones,
and you can also iron sight in this one. You can use the iron sight. It's like, it's not just like cursor in the middle of the screen. If you,
and then it, well, they had,
you can slightly like it would like
it would be focus, like, it would focus, it would focus in. Right.
It's like I squint my eyes now. I'm looking closer. Exactly. In this game,
so this is like full on when you like, do that, Call of Duty, like
you pull up the iron sights of the weapon and you're looking down the barrel, except for some weapons like the laser pistol.
Is that even if you're in third person?
I don't. Fuck, dude. Why?
I play all of Fallout.
I would. Why would you? What?
All of it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Dude, you get a better breadth of vision.
So?
That's why.
Do you have issues of things like sneaking up on you?
I am a paranoid son of a bitch in the wasteland. Get your hands off my stuff.
Oh my god, how would you ever play that game third person?
I play it either or whatever I happen to land on at the moment.
Game even has, the game even has an awesome like switch the camera side too. Like it. It'll orientate you to one side or the other. You can
and this
it.
One, the third person view is really close up on him.
Oh, you can, but then like, you back it up.
You've got two modes. You can,
but then you hold it and it gets further back. And if you let go, it comes back.
Yeah.
What? That's weird. That's dumb. Fuck you, Obsidian.
No. Fuck you for playing that game in third person. Dude, you were not. That's wrong. That is wrong.
Yo, I'm sorry. How? What person did you play Fallout 2 and 1 in?
Overhead. The way
that's a third person.
Option one, the only way you can play that.
That's a third person. Bird's eye view.
Initial view. Just like Fallout 3's initial view was first person. Dude, you don't get birthed in third person. That's telling you this is how it is.
Yeah, that's true. You get birthed through the womb.
One thing I might recommend when you get to the King's area of Fallout and a little kid wants 1,000 caps for a sweet laser pistol, don't buy it.
Uh-huh. How sweet. It's good to know.
How sweet is it? Is it like one of those ones
you 0.6 damage?
Sweet. Nice. You like pull the trigger and it makes that like grindy noise where all the little sparks
and the
fly.
Sparks come out. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I could talk more about specifics, but in general, I'm really enjoying New Vegas. It feels different from Fallout 3, and I think mainly that's because I played so much of Fallout 3. There's no bobbleheads.
There's snow globes.
What?
It doesn't matter.
Snow globes?
No, they do nothing.
Oh, but I want them.
They do nothing.
I want them, though.
They're collectibles.
They do nothing.
I found two
of
them.
But, dude, at least bobbleheads did stuff.
Yeah, so that's the other thing.
No, snow globes, snowflakes.
In New Vegas,
bobbleheads give you stats.
When you make your character with the special stats, that's it. Like, you don't get opportunities to upgrade them.
No, no perks to augment?
You can use the perk to, you can use the intense training.
Special training.
Yep, to do that.
That noise, though.
But you're also, here's the other thing that goes along with that, is in New Vegas, you get perks every 4 levels.
What?
I thought that was only because of hardcore mode.
No. You get it every 4 levels. In Fallout 3, you got it every 2, right?
No, every level.
Every level?
Every level, you got a perk.
Okay.
No, it was every 2, I think.
No, I thought it was every 2.
Every level.
I thought there's 30 levels in New Vegas.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Instead of just
open
20.
To 30.
All right.
But yeah, 4 levels, just so, like it was in Fallout 2.
But then
2
that's one quarter of the perks. That's like 7 perks.
Well, that's why now it's like everything has more weight to
how
it.
How do they judge that? Like, because then you won't get 4, 8, 6, like.
What?
It doesn't equal out to 30.
What? 30 what?
30 divided by 4, doesn't.
Well, maybe it goes up, but that's the only thing I know the achievement went up to is level 30.
You probably, well.
But what I'm saying is, like, you round out at a wrong number. Like, you start out at level 1, and then at level 4 you get a perk, or do you get a perk at level 1, and then you get one at level 4?
You get a perk at level, is it 1
Well, I was getting
2?
I got one at 8, I got one at 12, and one at 16.
Right.
So.
Right, but what I'm saying is 16, 20, and then 28 would be your last perk, and then you don't get one.
Well, you'll probably
30.
Get your last one at 30. Like, I don't know.
This is what
I don't know.
This is
stop being a fucking bitch.
Bullshit.
This game's harder.
Bullshit.
This game is harder, and the way I enjoy it, because this is how Fallout
Fuck
1
them,
and 2
I'm playing
are,
this game on
and
easy.
That's cool. And the fact that you had that, like, your choices in the game have more gravity because you don't have so many means of, like, covering your ass. Now when you pick a perk, it's not like, I'm going to get all of them. It's like, I gotta get one perk, cause dude, this has
dude,
a lot
I'll
of weight behind it.
I'll stare at the perk screen for like an hour. Then I'll just be like,
fuck. Now, on the other hand, they have like in Fallout 3, you would do quests and you would get a perk from a quest. In this game,
no, they have people.
They have people. Yeah. Yes, Ryan. No, what I was gonna get to is like they
Fallout
have
3, no
in-game
people.
Challenges. So if you kill 100 insects with, if you kill 100 insects.
A rifle.
A rifle,
two-handed weapon.
Then you get a damage boost to insects perk, which
okay.
is really cool.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, so it helps to fill that in a little bit, and it makes more sense than just constantly giving you stuff where it's like, oh, I mean, Fallout 3, well, it was a lot of hand-holding. This game, you know, the reins are off.
Oh, there's some hand-holding once you get some companions.
I haven't gotten a companion. I do not want a companion.
Once I started playing with my two companions, I didn't have to fire a weapon.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Like, yeah, from what I understand, what's his name?
Boone.
Yeah.
You get Boone. He's a good guy to have on your side.
Yeah. Boone will just start shooting at shit as long as you're staring at it. You just look at it, and apparently he'll just like, all right, I'm going to light him up. Shit.
I got Boone. He's a sniper. Mm-hmm. So I got him and Rex, who highlights treasure and people from far
away.
Dude,
did you find out if Rex talks to you?
No, does Rex turn the game?
Oh, that's right. God damn it.
Rex is a dog.
Yeah, Rex is the robot dog.
Cyborg
dog.
And, but I was walking through the forest with all these, like, huge bull-looking things, and I wouldn't even fire a bullet, and Boone will have shot them, and Rex will be, like, jumping on their backs, and, like, four of them would come at me at once, and I didn't have to fire a single bullet. Yeah. And it just said, experience.
Sweet. Awesome.
I just never liked playing with companions. I don't like having to do with it.
I like dog meat, fine, but that's because he never fucking talked.
No, I didn't like dog meat. I don't want anything to die under my watch.
Then you would feel bad.
I would feel bad. Well, I save everybody and everything in that game, and I don't want to be the reason that somebody died because of my negligence.
I don't think it's possible for Boone to die.
Really?
He won't get anything touch.
Have you tried?
Have you tried just shooting Boone?
Have you tried just unloading on him?
You know what, Boone? Tired of you showing me up.
And maybe part of it is my fear from Fallout 3, where like if ever somebody tried to accompany you, like it would be guaranteed death because they're just
AI didn't have a sniper rifle.
They were so poorly designed.
Oh yeah. That's
and they
true.
Never had any stim packs.
Except for like the only two companions that I ever had was Dogmeat, who is awesome because as a sniper playing that game as like low down sniper dude that was always stealthy, like Dogmeat doesn't attack anything until you attack something, but Dogmeat always growls when it senses enemies, so I would always be like, okay, time to get low and start shooting at dudes. But, like, and then the other companion I had was Fox, who completely opposite. It's like, there's enemies, and he just run off with his Gatling laser and just go to town. I'm like, that's not how I do this.
That's not how I wanted to play in this one.
All right, fine. Yeah. You just go at it.
No, I haven't had that problem. Boone sticks right behind you at all times. He never, like, went off on his own. And
you tell Boone to go helpful. Find
and you can
ammo
give
for
him
you.
Stim packs or whatever. Like if you
yeah,
go up
you
and
can
talk
do that.
To
yeah,
him,
you,
but
you,
I don't
want
to give them stim.
They should have their own.
And they heal. If
you're dragging me down.
Like, if they get hit, they heal automatically. Hmm. Yeah.
Do they, does Boone need ammo?
No.
I don't know.
It's like, he doesn't.
Sweet. See, like followers broken. In Fallout 3 were just like pack mules. Where you're like,
yeah.
You hold all this stuff.
Hey, can
all
you right? hang on to this stuff for me? We're going to fast travel back to my
well,
place.
I'll just take that gun from you since you're not using it anyway.
I always like the ones that would like leave randomly if you did something wrong. And it's like, I don't want to be with you anymore. All right, fine.
Yeah, so New Vegas is, I haven't made it to the strip yet. I'm still playing it. You've warned me about the glitch.
There.
And... I don't know.
So
I'm
the
really
strip
enjoying.
Is a ways in. It's not
literally,
like
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Definitely. I literally had just got in. Like you, once you get to the strip, you have to do a bunch of shit before you can get into the strip. Like you're on the outskirts of the strip, and I did like a few hours of gameplay over here. Finally got my ticket to get in, and that's when I died, and I tried to reload my game, and whoop, you can't play.
Huh. So their thing when you get shot in the head at the beginning of the game. And then it's like like you somehow wake up with a doctor, and then that's their loadout for how you adjust stats and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it's like,
what do you think of Victor?
Victor is mysterious. I feel like I can predict how this game is going to end already, and that's fine. Whatever. Fallout.
Make your prediction.
You want to make my prediction? Okay. Yes. This mysterious Mr. House has some elaborate plan going on, and Victor is in fact Mr. House, just being controlled through a robot.
Ooh.
Yeah, Mr. House is like the owner of like all like the purveyor of all the casinos in the strip. I don't know. I don't know.
Sounds like a good prediction.
Yeah, there's things like you stumble. Whatever. I can talk about this forever, but let's talk about something else.
Well, just so you know, Victor is a robot
that digs you up out of your grave.
Oh, I see.
And he's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, like, he wears a cowboy hat.
No, he has a picture of a cowboy on his chest TV.
Oh, even better.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
It'd be better if the cowboy was wearing a cowboy hat on the screen and he was wearing a cowboy hat.
That'd be good too.
Redundancies.
He does have a cowboy hat.
I didn't notice it. You can find one and put it on him.
Probably.
Wait, you can dress Victor?
Well, I mean, like, you can pick items up.
Oh, and drop it on him.
So you could pick it up and, like, place it on his head.
It'd be sweet. Yeah, so Fallout's a game, we just talked about that.
Yeah, what else, Ryan?
Fable 3.
Fable 3.
I went and traded New Vegas in for Fable 3. And, some Fable, all right.
That's all you got to say about it, because I think it's very different from Fable 2.
It's Fable 2, but 10 times more refined and
parts of it are refined. Other parts are
except
like
for the
why
fact
would you
that
change
when you get
that?
Into battle, it's like goes into super slow mo where the game cannot keep up with itself.
Yeah, no, that was one thing I was saying. Like, this is a game that needs to be installed, just like Fallout, because yo, that game chugs. There was a 2 minute like,
frame rate stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Oh god, that game just slows down to
well,
you.
Well, installing almost. It is that going to pick the frame rate back up?
It could help. It could help. Maybe. I mean, installing games can help certain things like that, but I mean, I don't know who's to say. It just sounds like my Xbox is really spinning that disc to try to figure this stuff out. Parts of it are good. Like I said, there were I had some glitchy issues with that thing, particularly the dog. I don't know if like they designed the dog to be full on retarded or what, but like
I had him stuck in a wall a few
times.
Wait,
so the dog isn't working just like it didn't work in Fallout?
Yeah, exactly. No, I feel like it worked better in Fallout 2 than it does here.
I don't know.
At least now I think it's cool that the dog helps you out with more things than just like, yo, dig here. Yo, like,
oh, really?
Speaking of digging, did you notice how weird it was that like the very first time the dog was like, here's the dig spot. And I was like, well, I don't have a shovel yet. And I was just like, nope, you can still do it.
Dig. Yep, you've got a shovel back
pull
there.
Pull a shovel out of my ass somewhere. So weird. Also, let's talk about their freaking user interface for the pause menu
seems weird.
It's a whole sanctuary.
But
I watched you interact with it, and
I really like it.
It's not bad. I like it. It's just so weird to not see like menus and scrolling text and
It's still the same thing it was, and just to get to a different quest is like 8 different things you have to do.
Yeah, it's like they put a lot of like redundancies inside of this game.
I just want to be able to hit start and pick quest.
Right.
And you can't do that.
You look at the map and now it's like, I look at the map. This is the place you want to go. You sure you want to go there? Yes, I want to go there. And then it's like, well, let's pull up the small, like the bigger map of that town. It's like, well, which building do you want to go to in
that town?
Isn't like,
even, have you noticed it's why? Not even actually that town? Like, it's like, oh, sure, it's kind of like that town, but it,
oh yeah, no, it's more like your Lego model of that town. And then, like putting clothes on is also really jacked up.
Have you got
up.
The chicken suit?
Yeah, I got the chicken suit.
I've been using the chicken suit like crazy.
I just finished that awesome. Quest. Oh, man. Can you wear parts
of... It's awesome
of...
getting married in the chicken suit.
Oh, gosh. You already got married in the game?
Twice.
Good Lord. Polygamy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Guy and girl?
No.
Oh, man. That's what you got to do.
All guy.
I do have
All
a guy. Guys. I do have a guy that's in love with me, though.
Oh, you're working on that.
So that user interface is jacked up.
It's weird. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's cool, but it's weird.
Interesting concept, but...
Yo, yeah, it's a great concept. Like, yo, there's a vault where you keep all your money, and...
It's just like a Scrooge McDuck. Like,
exactly like a Scrooge McDuck. It's really sad at the beginning of the game, because the first time you see the vault, it's like, here's a sack of gold laying on the floor. This is how poor you are. But, like, inside the vault, though, there's a treasure chest on the ground, and then there is a key up at the top. So the point is that you are supposed to amass enough wealth that you can climb up your gold and get the key, and then you have to spend all of your gold to get that box.
Huh.
What?
Yeah, have you been in that vault room?
No.
Have you been in that vault room? It's like, well, now I got this key, but there's
all
this
money
in the way.
What?
I don't know, dude.
Buy houses, dude.
Yeah, dude, and your income.
I've already bought all
like,
the houses.
Like, you have to buy like all the houses everywhere, and then you have to like just.
Well, if it's like Fallout 2, you donate, right? Like,
yeah, well.
$10
at a time. $10 at a time. There's no adjustment. Well, maybe they have like.
Oh, wait,
a,
there's chicken races. You can go bet on chicken races.
And just
for
like
all
fail at all of them.
All in. I'm all in.
All in.
I'm betting $2 million on Mr. Fluffles.
Jesus. But then, well, I suppose there could be donate your money to this charity. Like they used to have that in different ones. Like I'll donate all of my monies, like for whatever the fuck is behind that crate. And it's probably going to be like a pie. It's fucking dumb.
Blueberry.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to
be virtue, dude. You'll find the virtue of capitalism.
Yes. It'll be a crown, I hope.
So it's still a lot of Fable 2 issues of, like, it's laggy, combat is still the same, one button, everything.
It is.
Fable 2 have spell combinations where you can intertwine spells?
No.
Is that a thing you can do in this one?
Pretty...
I've just gotten my second spell.
You had an instant and a charge.
Well, now you can do that, but you can also combine fire with ice, or vortex with force push, or force push with fire. You can any combination of the two.
Fire push?
Yes, fire and push.
Want that?
Weird.
And it's charge or instant. Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I got vortex and fireball, I'm indestructible right now. Like, all crazy. I do is just charge it up, let it go, and everyone's spinning around in circles, and by the time it's done, I have another one charged up, let it go, and the game's really easy.
That's
right
really
now.
Cool. I haven't gotten to, like I said, I just got my second spell, so I've just been playing it today, so I don't know too terribly much about the game, but
yeah,
it's cool. Have you figured out how to get different dog?
Different dog?
Yeah, you can, it's like, I was watching a video for it, you can get like boxers and terriers and collies just different kinds of dogs. And I was like, just trying to figure out how the hell you do that.
I have not.
Huh.
So what other things specifically are like about that game are appealing? Like, does it have what was promised initially of like, you're going to go from just a peasant organizing a militia to then controlling a town. And then you have to deal with like the gubernatorial responsibilities of governing a town.
It seems like it's going to be that way because every time you get a certain faction to follow you, I've gotten three of them so far.
Okay.
Like, we're going to go rebel against the king.
It's Dragon Age.
They have you sign a piece of paper that says, I promise to change the ways of the land and to not be a tyrannical dictator. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you have to like make... Are there dueling things you have to like? Do you sign a paper for one people that's like, I'm gonna give more wealth to the peasants and redistribute income, and then you sign money with a nobility. You sign something with a nobility, and they say like, well, we want to keep all the money in here, and then you have to like choose, or is it just like?
No, it literally just makes you sign the paper.
It's like, don't be a dick, yes or no.
This is presidential candidacy like video game, like stand up on your little soapbox and say your shit, and
so it actually has no like.
It's no choice. It's just. Okay, we'll follow you. Okay. Now hit the A button.
So maybe later in the game something will come up where you have issues like actual responsibilities and dueling conflicts, but nothing so far.
That's one thing about this game that I don't like. That I don't care.
Have you gotten any of the factions to follow you yet?
I am just about there. Seems like a lot of ridiculous run around for it, but I'm just about there. For one, anyway. Like I said, I've only played it for like 3 hours, but I don't know. The game, I still think the game is fun as far as Fable games. I like it for its humor, and I like it for, you know, the aesthetic value of it.
You know what's really funny?
Farting on dudes' heads.
That's funny.
I'm sure you've been doing that plenty.
Just the fact that anytime...
yeah, you head farter. That's totally what you would do is fart on people's heads.
I do. I've just been shaking people's hands, kissing babies, and giving people
I can't
people
even shake hands anymore.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Is every time I go up to a person to be like, hey, interact with them.
No, you're going to fart on my head.
It's either dance or chicken. That's all I have.
It's probably because you're wearing that stupid chicken
costume. No, I took it off.
That's all you know now, man.
Dance,
the chickens
even if it's a
are
guy,
in your head.
Even if it's a guy, I have to dance with them and like kiss their hand afterwards.
Then, sweet.
Or I do the chicken dance.
Sweet. To me, Fable 3, having not played this game, but Fable games have always aspired to do a lot of really cool things, but never delivered by any means. And they're cool. And yes, you can say like, oh, that's awesome and that's awesome. But in reality, it just seems like everything is a major shortcoming.
Yeah. I mean, this game.
Like everything.
But well, I mean, like everything. That's probably why, like with this game, I was like, I don't really care what Peter Molyneux is telling me about this game, because the more I pay attention to him, the less I'm going to enjoy about this game.
Right.
So other than the story aspects of it, I haven't been paying attention to what you do. I do like the fact that certain legendary weapons have that like built-in achievement thing. It was like, now I kill enough people.
Upgradeability based on your actions in-game.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Some of them are bad though. I don't want to be bad.
Yeah, that's just gonna
like
suck,
lower
yeah.
your morality. Like, I have to level this weapon.
Is there a
by
weapon that makes you fat?
Did you get those two weapons? The
downloadable ones.
Yeah. How's that evil sword?
Oh, I didn't get the evil sword. Maybe I don't have
it. No, the downloadable one, you're supposed to get a sword that rewards you with gold for evil. Through the
fake start menu, like, atrium thing, you can go into your fake Xbox Live room.
Yeah.
And there's, like, weapons and things you can download by walking your character up to it. And it's so weird.
It is very weird. The musket and
So what this game is, free. Like, imagine your start menu was Second Life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so bizarre.
There's a room full of dildos.
Exactly. It's so weird.
All it is they took the start menu, and for each little menu after, or each option, they put another room.
Right.
Like,
well, it's even like in-game options that should just be a menu. You got to walk up to, like, a picture frame and then, like, then hit A to open. It's like, why can't this
I have to walk over here. Right. And then
and the select button does nothing in that game.
The problem with the select button does
nothing. It could just be that thing.
The back.
I found a way to cheat.
Yeah, the back button.
The funny thing, just sorry, quick, is when you do that and you walk over to the door that's like your settings menu, then it pops up the window.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I get it.
Here's an easy way for you to cheat, though, I found out. Hit your Xbox guide button, then unhit it, and then it pops up to save game menu.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose that's
it's not really cheating. It's
the thing I'll just have to do, I guess.
Yeah,
fucking weird.
So, Fable 3.
Good, I found myself enjoying to play. I feel like I want to play it right now.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah, it's like I said, the thing of it is, like, you just have to not care about the game and just enjoy it for what it is, and not enjoy it for what it was supposed to be.
So, this, like, every Fable, part
of how much this Fable game can't keep up with itself is even the Loot Hero game. Which is a Guitar Hero, like...
No. All jobs are that game.
Yeah.
Hitting...
But they can't... But the loot one doesn't even keep up with itself.
No, I know.
Like, you have, like, this... There's a scrolling bar at the bottom, and there's a box of green, blue, or yellow. And even if you hit the right button on the right color at the right time, sometimes it's just like, nope, you didn't do it. It, like, lags itself up.
Exactly. The jobs in that game, like, that bar is moving at its own determined rate, which might be slower or faster than what you're actually seeing. Yeah. Like, it needs the Guitar Hero setting in there to, like,
sync controller, sync your eyes with the sync frame rate.
Yeah, it needs that in there. It's like, what the fuck is this thing doing?
Yeah.
And it lags at points. Mm-hmm. Or there was, like, one...
And the controller vibrates when it lags.
So weird. It's so weird.
The world is crumbling around us.
What the fuck? There's also, like, I was doing pie baking, and which is not really
pie. He's really mean or mad with that pie, too. Have you ever noticed?
He throws that thing on there. He throws the thing down on there. But it's not really making pies so much as it is making pizza, because you're not putting fruit or anything into this bowl. You're just throwing things on top of the bowl.
Rolling the dough out.
That's it. But anyway, did you ever come to the part where, like, people walk straight on in front of what you're doing?
See what
you can't. You can't. Like, an NPC will walk in front of everything, and I'm like, I didn't even see the buttons. What are you doing? So freaking weird.
Yep.
Oh, I do like the friend leaderboard thing that pops up.
Oh yeah, you're telling me that. It has like kind of tracking, like competitive tracking sort of things.
Yeah, for your friend.
Your friend, like, kicked five chickens to your one. And,
yeah.
Oh, man. That made me go kick more chickens.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind
of
cool.
Shadow Complex is what I thought of.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, Shadow Complex.
Okay. trying to think if there's
another else. Another really funny part that had me and Ariel just busting out laughing. Right when I got married, I went back and we had our honeymoon, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the house. And, swinging, like, so we got done having the, like, oh, yeah, with all this funny music in the background.
Yeah.
And, like, it wasn't even done. And the girl says, I have a present for you.
Pregnant. That's another thing that's really, like, overly redundant is, like, here's this item you just took. Do you want it or do you want to throw it away? Well, if I didn't want it, I wouldn't have picked it up. Like, why the fuck? Like, why do you have to ask me twice about everything? It's fucking annoying. It's like when he goes, like, the main few times that it's been bugging me, like, story-related events is, like, where Walter tells you need to take the clothes from that one mercenary so that you can dress like him so that you can get into the camp.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then
now.
It's like, then you take the clothes and then it's hanging out, it's above, like, your head.
Oh, you
it's
really
like,
want it?
Do you really want this? No, I don't. Can I continue the game if I don't take it, though? No, you can't. But it's like, then why give me the option,
I'm
asshole?
Go ahead and
it's
think,
like,
about keeping this thing here.
Freaking ridiculous.
I'm just going to let it sit for a bit. I mean, not yet.
Oh, you know what's the best, though? Some of those don't even give you the option not to take them.
Yeah, but
some
it's still
just say accept.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's still just hanging out there. I can't not accept.
That's because you, Ryan, all the mad in Albion. You make the choices. Oh.
Yeah, you make the choices. You have
to say yes to accept. In real life, things just don't come your way and you get them. You have to accept it.
Yeah.
Like a dog. Anyway, what is it, like, wrap up about Fallout. We're getting a little heavy on time here.
We wrapped up on
Fallout. Our Fable.
Fable is still going.
Go.
I'll have more next week. It's just got it yesterday, so.
I like the story a lot better. I think the story is more engaging than Fable 2. I thought Fable 2's story was jack.
Quickly, you want to talk about the weird, like, mythical road of progression?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no, like, I'm going to pump some experience into this thing until I gain a level in this thing.
It's,
now it's like...
So again, it's not a menu.
I'm going to go hug a bunch of people to get these coins to spend on my road.
Well, and it's not just coins. I mean, all your experience gets pumped into that little
thing. But I have found... I know what you're talking about, but I have found that if I hug one person, I get more experience than I do if I kill like 10 people.
Yep. Yep, that's how real life works. More experiences are gained from not killing people than killing people. But yeah, I like that everything, it's not like if you kill a dude by shooting them, you're getting experience for ranged attacks. Now it's just like everything's lumped into a universal amount of currency for experience. But it's still really weird that there's no menu for your experience. It's this... omnipotent road of glory.
There's a menu. It's just an entire room.
It's a level.
It's an entire separate level. It's like, how much game design was spent on building these places when it could have just been, here's a window where you just fuck with this stuff. It's cool, but it's still kind of weird. So you're walking down this weird, crazy snakeway road where there's gates, and those gates represent your levels. And every time you go to a new level down this road of your progression, you have these chests that you can open up using experience to gain new spells or new damage or new, like,
or buy a house like, or you have, like, to spend 5 experience points on stupid shit
to be smart enough to know how, you know, economics work,
or
exactly
make a sad face,
get tattoos.
I mean, so the thing is, would it be more annoying or less annoying if it was just like a bar? And like, do you find that because it's a road, it's more irritating? You're like, this is dumb that I have to open this chest to figure out how to love people. The road
does give you some choice of what you want to do.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I mean it visually gives you choices to, like...
So I'm saying this is just like the start menu issue of, like, this is...
It's not dumb so much as it is just... It's new and it's weird. It's like, why would you build it like that? It's not very streamlined.
Like, it makes sense.
It's redundant. It makes sense.
Like, it's like, well, I can see it being thought of like, well, who would understand a menu who's never played a video game? Why don't I just move my... Why doesn't Grandpa just move his dude to where he wants... You know, he wants to...
Because it's the real life.
He wants to toggle the sound effects of the game, so why doesn't he move his dude to the sound effects door? And,
which will then give you a menu anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I can see that's the thought process of, like, let's make a road that you're going through instead of, like, an abstract, like, a sphere grid or whatever, what have you.
Well, it's just like, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, if you wanted to make this road where I choose these things, why not just make a flipping sphere grid? Like, just make me do that. Like, just have a giant mural on a wall that shows, like, little paths that I can go through. I don't know.
You said you are the man in Albion.
Yeah, I am the man in Albion. Also, in your sweet vault with cash, there's a giant wall covered with pictures. That's all the achievements in the game.
Oh, cool.
And you can look at them all.
Interesting.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
And every achievement I've got is like an avatar award.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Like, 3 hours into that game and I've gotten like 6 achievements and none of them have given me any avatar awards. Huh. I feel upset. I am upset.
Fable 3, good. More talk about
things? I think it's good. But
we're at an hour now. Right now.
We don't have time.
Okay.
Burnout.
What else you play, John? Or Ryan, what do you got? We're still going on you, right?
That's all I got. All
right, John, what do you have?
I finished Castlevania.
Yes, me too. That game is...
So, I want to say this
hot
about...
Hot and cold.
I want to say this about the end of that
game. That game is so weird. Yeah. This game is so yes and no. But yeah, end of that game. No spoilers.
No spoiler stuff. But what I want to say about towards the end of that game is, like, Patrick Stewart talks about how drudging it is for Gabriel to be going through all of these trials and everything that he's been doing, and like how, like, destroying it is to him. And I'm like, I could only dream that the game developers made this game this way so that I feel like Gabriel feels,
Because that game is connection to the character.
I feel like I'm drudging through the grinding all of, this of the stuff. Gameplay. I know it's not designed to be that way.
You're telling me that as Gabriel, as you playing Gabriel, you are feeling the pain of going through these fucking levels. Just like in Metal Gear Solid 4, you felt the physical pain of crawling through the microwave through. Hallway by mashing on the button.
Exactly. I don't know if it was by design. But this is also a Kojima production, so maybe.
Well, it's not a Kojima production.
Dude, I tried the headband and the eye patch.
What? What do you mean?
Sweet.
What's that?
Snake costume.
Oh, fuck that.
Sweet headband for Gabriel and sweet snake eye for Gabriel. I played the first level of the game, and that's the best. You know what's actually the best though is when you beat the game, you have, or maybe it's just something you can always fiddle with. But in the configurations of the game, you can turn on and off some extra like UI stuff, like just health bars for all your enemies. Would have been really freaking nice, so I can pick out the weak ones.
Anyway, that game. Pretty good.
There are good things about that game.
What you're saying is what sums up my entire thought of Castlevania, Lord of Shadows, Lords of Shadow.
Plural.
Is one plural, one singular. it is awesome, but it is very taxing.
Yes, that game puts a toll on you.
Yep. They don't make games like that anymore.
They do not.
For a reason.
Play Super Meat Boy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fun kind of lesson.
That's where you're like, I'm gonna pay $10 for this self-hatred.
Exactly.
I pay $60 for a really good looking game. Like freaking.
Oh yeah, it's pretty. They're
well designed. Like everything is really intricate. You know, okay. So going back to what you said with like where you say, you know, Zobek is always talking about how Gabriel is like feeling distraught by his actions, but
right.
There's an issue of that never actually being like, it's GTA syndrome of like, you never actually feel that way through the character of Gabriel. Like,
yeah.
Yes, I'm being told that I feel bad that, you know, I may or may have done these bad things, but I never really actually feel that way. The only reason why I would is because I'm being told I was.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah.
And the other thing is through the entire course of the game, like, everybody's always saying, hey, Gabriel, you are a murderer. You've murdered thousands on you. What separates you from the demons? And you're like, was nobody thinking like, because they're demons. They're demons.
Morality, asshole.
I'm not killing dudes. I'm killing vampires. Those aren't dudes. Those are vampires.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm right with you. Right with you.
Demon killer.
There's a thing that kept going through the entire course of the game. Like, you're despicable, Gabriel. You've murdered thousands getting your way here. And you're like, well, I mean,
yeah,
yes and no.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess
me as Griff has murdered thousands of insects by, you know, applying pesticides in my day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing of it. It's like, yo, I killed a lot of vampires and werewolves and just troll things.
It was mostly in self-defense,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. It's like, well, if I just stood there and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's dog-eat-dog, bitch. Come on.
There are even moments in the game when dude will come up to Gabriel and be like, you think you can get past me? And Gabriel's like, yeah, you're not stopping me. And then dude takes a swing at him.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
All right, well, it's on now.
Hey, game. About
Gabriel didn't start nothing,
but whatever. the ending of that game is unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's really good. It's really
that
good.
Is all I have to say. But I told you, Ryan, about it, and dude, John, you saw it. Freaking amazing!
Yeah, it's really good.
Really amazing really like reboot to the Castlevania.
Does Zobek
franchise.
Seem like he? Yeah,
it got sweeter.
Yeah, you jaw. Got, his like, I don't know, got, if like you grow a jaw or what.
Dude, he got even more. He got even more Sean Connery.
Yeah, he did.
As
actually,
he ages,
he, really
he becomes
did.
More like Sean Connery.
Wow. Yeah.
There's another twist to the game.
I also think it's really.
He's Sean Connery. Oh!
Wait, so like my Castlevania Lords of Shadow 4, it will just be FMV of Sean Connery.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Sold.
Did you see the sweet homage to Slogra in the game?
To what?
Slogra?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Slogra is one of the first bosses, co-bosses you fight in, like, a lot of Castlevania games.
I don't really like Castlevania
He's
games,
a giant
John.
Blue bird with a skull for a head that carries a giant spear.
A human skull for a head?
No, a bird skull for
bird skull, duh.
Bird skull for a head. Come but on, I don't know. There's a homage to the end of the game where Slowbro is like dead in that area that you see in the end of the game. It's kind of cool. No. If you like, use some Castlevania.
I don't. I actually don't like Castlevania, and I but thought you like Lords of Shadow. I thought this game was good. Makes me very excited for a potential sequel if it were to happen.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like that game to be done.
No way. There's no way that's going to be a sequel.
Probably not.
I would like that game to be done. Unless you're going to play as...
No. No, John. Play
as Shine
Zobek.
Yeah. I don't think there's too much more I want to talk about Castlevania. I'm working on my review for it right now. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I finished Vanquish.
Nice. Yeah. You have your review up for that. Yep. Anything you want to pound? You've like 10 minutes. Is that enough time to talk about it?
Oh yeah. Easy. Like the short and long of that whole thing is that just Vanquish is a lot of fun to play, but I have no idea what the fuck is going on in that game. Like from a story standpoint, do not try to understand what the hell is going on. Russians started some shit and
they space leave it. Lasers.
Space lasers.
New York. New York.
Dude, whatever.
Female presidents.
Well, it's like the thing is, like, I honestly lost track of where the fuck I was halfway through that game. Like, I was in a garden and I was like, wait, how are you in space? But, no, you're in space.
Garden
still.
Of a mind,
I'm very
man.
Confused, but whatever. And it's just so bizarre. It's just so freaking weird. And then at the end of it, it like sets itself up for a sequel. And I'm like, you're really not going to make a sequel.
Is the sequel Vanquished?
Maybe, hopefully.
Yeah.
Vanquishing.
But that game is a lot of fun to play. Like, there is nothing gameplay-wise that game is really doing wrong.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that game is doing, like...
Like, it just script-wise. It got lost, like, within the...
Well, it's just, like, that's one game that would benefit from having more cutscenes that tell you what you're
doing. So you're telling
me
would that game be better if it was less Japanese?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And more Western, like they were trying to make it.
Okay.
Oh, man. But it's fun. They also have a weird use of the word fuck in that game. Like, they just use it whenever they want to.
Like they can't put their mouth around it? Like it's foreign to them?
It's like the seven uses of the word
they fuck. They use fuck in every sense of the word that you could possibly use the word fuck, except for in a sexual reference. But...
Like, fuck the fucking fucker?
No, not like that, but more like... I don't know. Like, Sam will just break out sometimes and just say the word fuck for like an unapparent reason. It's like
Tourette's?
Kind of.
Fuck.
There's one part where he just says fuck me, and I'm like, do people say fuck me anymore? Like, not, I don't know, but weird.
Sam does.
Maybe not you, John, but
yeah. Sam also is like a chain smoker, and I don't know where he's keeping them.
I think if you want to take issue with the game's improper use of dialogue, you should be looking at Bulletstorm. Have an issue with that, not this. Some dude saying fuck me is understandable. Some dude saying almost scared the dick off me, now that's a problem. Nobody says that. Nobody.
Oh man. Yeah, but dude, he
button
smoked
to smoke,
like,
man.
No, like button to smoke. Also, every cutscene he's lighting a cigarette.
So yeah.
Every cutscene.
Well, what, without, there's only like four, isn't there?
Pretty much. I mean, there's got to be like less than.
So he's like Snake. Like
it's
Snake
the opposite
cigarettes.
Of Snake, though. It's like
why?
Well, it's
does
the
he
opposite.
Not
of,
have
it's
a,
the
like,
opposite
portable
of,
ashtray.
It's like the opposite of Metal Gear Solid 4, where like Metal Gear Solid 4 is like 20 hours of cutscenes, whereas this is like 2 minutes.
But I'm saying Snake is always smoking in this game.
Sam is always smoking, and he does like have a smoker's voice too.
I mean. That's great.
Also,
any
like,
game hero who
best,
has a button to smoke.
Best
is
part
sweet.
Is like loading screens for that game have the bios of all of their characters.
Yeah,
Sam is like ex pro football star.
Yeah,
no, ex high school football star.
Yeah,
like
QB
one exactly. It's just like why do I need to know this stuff?
So none of that stuff ever comes back into play.
No, it's completely unreverential to anything. That's
vanquished.
It's so crazy.
Huh?
So ridiculous.
So Vanquish, read your review. It's on bossbarrel.com. It's good.
Read your own review.
I read it.
Yeah, John, go read your review. No, it's really good. Listeners, read John's review. It's good. I think it tells me everything I want to know about Vanquish.
Yeah. And like the fact that I gave it 3 stars is wholly on the fact that I would not want anybody to spend $60 on a game where you're only going to play it for
price,
like 6 hours.
Value to price is not there. Yeah. And it's not $60 worth of 6 hour game.
It's quality gameplay. But I feel like if I spent $60 on that game, that would not be worth it. Like, because you could be done with that game in the better part of an afternoon.
If you want to go in with a couple friends and buy it.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you want to spend $5 blockbustering that guy or...
Yeah.
Or game playing it. Yeah, sure.
So the biggest thing is just the length.
Yeah, the length and lack there of story. Like, I have no interest in what was going on. Fuck Russians. The only thing the Russians are doing for me right now is just giving me things to shoot.
Okay.
Other than that.
Nice.
Boss battles, not that there really are any per se, but yo, there's a time, like, you know, at the end of the demo, you fight that one big thing.
Yeah.
At some point in the game, you're fighting two of them at the same
time.
One is in spider form, so you're dodging all of its legs, and the other one is still in human form, dodging its lasers and the spider legs.
It's like Lost Planet 2.
Oh, God.
And progressively throughout that game becomes more and more, like, has flourishes of Bayonetta, where it's like, Sam decides to kill this enemy by jumping on its head and doing a Superman spin move through its body.
That's sweet.
Yeah, really sweet. And then kills the other one by, like, Rock'em Sock'em robots punching the thing's head
punching
off.
Punching its head off. Just nice.
Bam! Huh. I'm like, yep.
Fable 3 does that too, actually.
Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Punch dude's heads off.
Jump up and land on their head and then snap their neck with your legs.
Are you playing as a chick?
No. Nope.
You're saying like what? There's like...
Like I leveled the melee up enough that is a move now.
Huh.
Cool.
That's cool. That's it.
All right.
Are you playing, Griff?
I played... all of the above. New Vegas, and I want to play Vanquish when I get that. I want to play... Or Castlevania's done. But I played two games kind of worth talking about. Sure. I bought Street Fighter 4 for the iPod, iPhone.
iPod, iPhone.
Yeah.
What's the big one?
What? iPad. Whatever. It's not important. Anyway, I played that. It's weird. It's a drift on screen joystick, but surprisingly cool and looks really good. Right. $10. Not probably worth it. But cool. Very cool in what it does. Online? There is a way to play two player, but I didn't look. I just played a couple rounds, like 1v1. And without the like hands-on control, it's nowhere near the kind of like apparently my hands aren't just like greasy enough to move the stick around enough. The other game that I played on iPod again is Game Dev Story.
Tell me about this because it's not on Android and
yeah,
I really want to play
that.
This
game is freaking awesome.
God damn it!
It is so good.
What is it called?
The game is called Game Dev Story. It's $3.99.
So bad.
And what it is it's like a fast paced diner dash simulation business organizing little mini game.
Tycoon game.
It's a tycoon game with the aesthetics of like a diner dash sort of thing.
Sure.
And basically, you're in charge of a video game design company, so you need to contract people. Do freelance projects, design, choose certain design aspects of creating your own game, and then you build and build, make money, compete for like game developer awards, try and stay involved in the public eye. So you need to have like your demographics filled out, the end goal is it's a 20-year span. You're in this game for 20 years, and then
in one game.
The whole game will be 20 years long.
I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying you're developing one game for like 20 years.
No. What the fuck? I'm on my, 14th game, and I'm on year 12 or 13.
Okay. That's a pretty good stretch.
Yeah, so, dude, that game is just nuts.
Can you, I thought I heard something about you can develop your own
console. Yeah. You can develop your own console.
Is it costly?
I haven't gotten to that point yet because you need a software engineer and I don't have a software engineer. You need to all your employees you level up it has the twist
promotions.
Not promotions, like it has the issues of every little tycoon game where you're balancing your revenue with your products and your risks and training and to make your characters better and stuff like that. So you're doing all those things and you're hedging your bets, you're making investments. But the thing that's really, really, really awesome about it that has taken me a couple of playthroughs to realize is like the way to succeed in that game is to just like do what has happened in real life. So when the Neo Geo comes out, don't make games for the Neo Geo. When the Neon Geon gets announced,
yeah,
you go to the press conference.
I've heard like Sunny and
Senga, Sunny, and you know they you know all the twists on it. But like you know like the Virtual Boy comes out, and guess what? Like so, your profits. There's so many little factors in it where it's like the market share is like 16% in. The Nintendo Entertainment System or the Nintendo Entertainment System. So you've got that and you're like, well, that's at 16. So that has a good hold on the market. So I would want to develop games for that. However, the cost to develop games are like, you know, to buy a license to develop for it is $10,000 or something like that. It's like, I don't have $10,000. So what am I going to do? So you go develop for PC for a while and build up some funds. But I can tell you more about this off the air. But dude, it is there are so many awesome things, and like after playing through a couple rounds of it, I got a hang of it. Now my 12th year, I kind of want to just stop because I'm doing so well and I'm just having this run of like awesome games.
What's the name of your development company?
My development company is Boss Softworks. All one word.
Boss Softworks.
Boss Oftworks. Yep. All one word.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Apparently the Hero Quest games do very well in my world.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hero Quest and Hero Quest Venture are very popular franchises of mine.
Oh. Yeah, you can name your own games.
You
right?
name your own games. Right. Yep.
So Hero Quest.
Hero Quest and Hero Quest Venture are very popular. Yeah. My first Hall of Fame game was 3D Hero Quest. Developed for the Sammy Fun Station or whatever the hell it was called. So you know, and obviously like it's extremely limited, but there are things that make sense because they make like they work because they work in real life. Like if you develop right. like I tried to make a tabletop detective game for the Sony PlayStation, and it's
tabletop.
Like, yeah, like it's a simulated tabletop detective game.
Oh, I see.
For the PlayStation and fake PlayStation, bombed. And they're like, we suggest you don't make this game because these things don't go together. Well, I was like, fuck no, man. Yeah. I was like, you know, Detect Ventures will be great. Like, I don't know.
How's your vitality sensor doing, Griff?
You know, we haven't made it that far. I got it up to the GameCube. No NCC4.
What's it
which
called?
Is weird. Game Box.
The game box.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cute and definitely worth the money and terribly addictive. And I don't know. Like, I'll tell you more about it. No need to waste more time about that one. But yeah. Great. And I think that's pretty much everything I have been playing. We talked about all that stuff. And no demos or anything.
We've got a long one today.
Yeah, we're going to be, you know, bumping up against that time limit here. So I'm going to pause it, take a break, go pee,
and hey.
Come back here in a second. All right. See you when I'm lighter. All right, ready, set, go. We got to go through this stuff really fast. We're going to go through news and then video game releases. What's going on in our news? John, why don't you tell me about the No More Heroes coming to PS3 with new Move support.
Dude, it looks cool. I mean, like, Konami had a big old press release up. I didn't read it all. But basically, they're going to bring No More Heroes, Heroes Paradise to the PlayStation 3. And it's going to use the Move controller. So you can masturbate using your Move controller, basically.
Sweet.
All right, next.
Oh,
news.
Yeah.
They get some stuff up. I put some stuff up on there. There's not a whole lot of information other than like 3 or 4 screenshots I've seen.
Yeah. Telltale is going to be making the Back to Future game. Back to the Future games. The sound alike for Marty McFly is awesome. That guy sounds really good.
Oh, it's not going to be him.
It's not.
It's not Michael J. Fox.
I'm not buying it.
But the dude sounds really good. The other thing is you can pre-order the game right now on Telltale's website.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I think it's $24.95. No More Heroes, PlayStation 2.
It should be $24.88.
$24.88, yeah. So there's this thing about the PlayStation Rewards, like based on your PlayStation Rewards, you know, based
you
on your
some crappy things.
Interaction, like playing games when they come out, involving buying things on home,
doing
being involved
surveys.
In. Yeah, God, way to go, PlayStation, knocking it out of the park again. But by doing that sort of stuff, you'll get, I don't even know what, like monies? I don't even know
no,
what it is.
No, you would earn avatar clothes.
Oh, great.
Or a trophy. Or
just,
completing surveys.
Hell, I'll do that.
It's just, it's junk. Like, there's nothing on there that I want that they are going to give me for their rewards stuff. Like, nothing.
Gotcha.
I read there like there are four bullet points for shit you can earn, and I was like, so that's it. Why do? And they're like, but it's all free to sign up for this. Like, but you're taking time out of my day.
Yeah, I could be doing
great. Money is time. I could be playing actual games as opposed to signing up for the shit that you're gonna give me nothing for.
Yeah. Other thing quickly to go through is BlizzCon. I'm sure you guys have no interest in that, but three major things that came out of BlizzCon. Demon Hunter class for Diablo 3.
Ooh.
We have I've got the teaser trailer, like the character introduction trailer up on our website. It's like a ranged class, like ranger class, but with like sort of crowd control abilities, like traps and grenades and stuff like that. So cool. Yeah.
You know, that sounds like what Diablo is all about. Diablo's a demon, right?
Right. Hunting. Aren't you hunting one would Diablo? Think that's the only class you'd want to be.
Yes.
Right.
Hunting demons. The other thing that came out of BlizzCon is you can get the new World of Warcraft Cataclysm. You can buy it online, and you can preload it, and you can get it day one. So when the game is out on December 7 or 9, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Just hit that button.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, you can pre-buy it and load it, and then midnight comes around, like 12 and you're going.
Boom. Let's see. Start it.
See if that wait. You can load it up before that kind
you
of.
Can thing. You can install have it everything, installed,
but then it's like pre-designed to not work until.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say.
How do they get around? They probably do like internet time-based stuff. Yeah. Like you have to be connected to the internet. To
right,
to.
It's probably their server server time or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't trick your computer into saying
like, set the clock. I'll disconnect myself from the internet and I'll set my clock forward and I'm playing it.
I got you. Yeah, disconnect myself from the internet and then we play World of Warcraft.
Damn it.
It's not all quite as fun.
All this is just bejeweled now. It's weird. Yeah, and then the final thing was Blizzard made map packs for StarCraft 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which all four of them are things that already exist that are not related to StarCraft. So you've got like...
they're like Halo map packs?
No, something? No. It's like one map pack is called Iron Chef. Iron Chef. So you're like a zealot who's competing to be the master of chefs. Whatever. Another one is like a Left 4 Dead ripoff. You've got like a Bejeweled ripoff. You've got all these.
Before,
a Dota ripoff. Like it's like Blizzard Dota.
I think they should just worry about finishing StarCraft 2 before they make some maps.
Well, presumably these didn't take too long. So yeah, that's the big news out of BlizzCon. Yep.
All right. We don't have time.
Keep I know going. We don't have keep time. Other news. That's it.
Games for Windows.
Oh yeah, you posted that, right?
Yeah.
Games for Windows is online, right?
Starting now, I think. Should be up and going. Maybe it's tomorrow. Actually, I think it's.
We'll talk about that quickly.
Basically, Microsoft wants a cut of that online stuff. So now, rather than just going to Steam, you have the option of doing like Microsoft Games for Windows Marketplace kind of thing. And now, rather than just like getting everything from like Steam's interface of games, you're just downloading everything directly to your console.
Mm-hmm. PSP has a price drop. It's going to be $50 or less in the United States. Now $199, and the price is much more significant of a drop for Japan. That's it for news. We don't even know if we're going to have time for this stuff. Game releases, games coming out.
Just read them.
Okay, we're gonna skip over all this downloadable stuff because you know it's always great. You don't even want to. We've got Shaun White Snowboarding, Bit Trip Fate, Art Academy, Deca Sports 3, Lego Universe, which really that's out. Monopoly Streets, Tony Hawk's Red. Feel free to interject anytime. Monopoly, Dora's Big Birthday Adventure, Stronghold Kingdom, CSI Fatal Conspiracy, Dora's Cooking Book, Challenge Me Brain Puzzles 2, Tony Hawk Shred.
Really? Tony Hawk's still coming out.
Oh no, Tony Hawk Shred, and there's a new board too. It's a thing.
ZHP Enclosing Ranger versus Dark Death Evil Man.
I don't even know what that
for
is.
For the PSP. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Dual Trainer, Rock Band 3, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, Hasbro Family Game Night 3, Crafting Mama, Sims 3, The Fight, Lights Out, SmackDown
vs. That's not right. Fight, Lights Out is not
The out. Fight, Lights Out? Oh, The Fight. Star Wars Force Unleashed.
The Fight is not out.
Superstars V8 Racing, Fable 3, Grand Theft Auto 4, Complete Edition, Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare.
That looks funny.
Bloody Good Time, Pinball FX 2, Intellivision Lives.
No, that's a false statement.
That's it.
It's contradictory.
That's all.
No, Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
I said that.
Did you? Okay,
yeah.
I
wasn't paying attention. Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
I'm sorry.
Yep, so those are the games that are out. There's digital releases. There's WiiWare, BitTrip Fate, My Planetarium, Nintendo DSiWare, Go Go Island Rescue.
Yeah!
Spot the Difference. Go, guess what that's about.
Spot the Difference? Is that DSiWare?
Yes.
Sweet.
Go Series Defense Wars. Go Series Defense Wars. Flashlight.
What?
It's a flashlight.
How many points? Better be free.
Hold on. It is... 200.
Fuck that noise.
$2 for a flashlight.
Fuck that noise.
But a flashlight that you can only take into your
I don't think it's strobes.
Dude, I'm sorry. You could just turn on your DS and it operates as a flashlight.
Hell,
that's some asinine
ass shit.
Maybe
you want it to be red. yeah, that's PlayStation. Anything we didn't cover there already? Not really. Yep. No, downloadable game, or there's Blacklight Tango Down for PSN, and then Superstars V8 Racing, but there's no PS1 classics or Japanese imports this week.
Oh,
bummer.
Was Super Meat Boy this week too, or was that?
No, that was
week?
Last week for Xbox, and it's still $10, and will be $10 until November.
Yeah, I guess $15.
All right, we got to end this right now, right now, right now.
Right when?
Right now. So this has been Boss Barrel Radio episode 14. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week every Wednesday. Bossbarrel.com.
Yeah.
Who the boss?